Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing Closing Grain Comments for Friday, April 13th. Right across the board in the grains today as wheat was pressured by longer-term forecasts bringing rain into the southern plains, those maintaining their confidence. So we had Kansas City May finish down 11 and three-quarter cents at 495 and three-quarters. That's down 11 cents on the week. Chicago May down 8.5 cents at 472.5, but down just a quarter cent on the week. And Minneapolis May finish down 6 cents at 617. Commitment of Traders report this afternoon showed the funds short 55,000 contracts in Chicago as of Tuesday and long 33,500 in the Kansas City contract, probably lightened up on that throughout the week on the selling. Taking a look at corn, we've got May finishing down 2.5 cents at 386.25. That's down 2.25 cents on the week. December finishing down 2.75 cents at 410.75. That's down a penny and 3/4 on the week. Corn pressured a bit by the negative action in the wheat. And also, you've got the funds long about 175,000 contracts in corn. Maybe a bit of lightening up of that long position there as we await the crop progress reports on Monday. Weather playing a big role in the price action in the corn and the beans as blizzard conditions moving through the northern plains and a cooler, wetter forecast through the Midwest in the 11 to 15 day outlook will limit field work and possibly shift acres from corn out into beans. So with that uncertainty, there may be some of the weaker longs taking some profits. So we had soybeans down 6.5 cents in the May at 1054.25. That's up 20.5 cents on the week. And November finishing down 4 cents at 1049.5. That's up 16.25 cents on the week. Funds long 176,000 contracts in the beans. Again, with that colder, wetter weather moving through the planting areas, possibly some of the more nervous long positions there lightening up on those near the highs as we wait and see what type of work gets done and whether or not acres will be moved into the soybeans out of corn. In outside markets, we've got the dollar about flat on the day at 89.46. Crude oil up 23 cents a barrel at 67.30. Stock market finishing the day down 122 points at 24,360. And gold finishing up $5.90 an ounce at $1,347.80 an ounce. So again, we'll have to see on Monday what crop progress reports give us. And then continue to watch the weather and keep an eye on whether or not these acres possibly can get shifted from corn into beans. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.